Les interviews du doc, c'est maintenant sur Inéditime. Like you.
Ah voilà les amis, c'est avec un grand plaisir qu'on va pouvoir reparler du groupe Corypheus, voilà, qui était venu nous parler il y a quelques temps. C'est un groupe qui est de l'Ukraine, qui est de Kiev, et on a la chance, la joie, la bonne humeur d'avoir avec nous le chanteur de Corypheus, Andy Guskin. Andy, how are you, my friend?
Hello, hello. I'm fine, thank you.
So, it's again a great pleasure.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. It's a great pleasure to speak with you about your music. Last time we speak together was a long time ago. It's 2 years maybe. And during these 2 years, we have a COVID, we have war. But the good news is that something is happening, I hope, for Corypheus in 2023 with a new tour, new CD. So I think it's where we are today. I'm pretty sure some good news for you.
Yes, that's right. We spoke exactly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When our CD was released. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear you again.
today. Yeah, and Andy, what is your feeling? Because, of course, we speak together 2 years ago with your second release, Over the Rainbow, and now we are on the way to have a new CD who is coming, I hope, on 2023. So where are you with your new release?
Well, the demo versions are ready. Now we're in the process of recording vocals and parts of the instruments, so we're pretty well geared to release it in about 6 months' time, I think.
Ok, ah, voilà, donc on parlait, alors on avait discuté avec Andy de Over the Rainbow qui était sorti en 2020, on avait eu la chance de pouvoir discuter avec lui, et puis là bien sûr il se prépare un nouvel album. Alors vous avez compris, Andy est à Kiev, donc c'est compliqué, il y a plein de bonnes choses d'enregistrer, les démos sont prises, et puis comme il le dit, il va y avoir de l'enregistrement qui arrive, et puis on va continuer à suivre l'actualité du groupe, puisqu'il y a une page Facebook, Corypheus Band, où on peut suivre au jour le jour les avancées du groupe. Andy, we speak about, of course, music. Maybe before we speak about touring, because I think normally some concert, it's on the way for 2023. We have to come back a little bit for Over the Rainbow, because I discovered the band with this CD, and I see a lot of review from all over the world. So I think for you, that was a great surprise, no?
We will be releasing it, I believe, in about 6 months.
Yeah.
When it's fully recorded and mixed. And so that's it. And it will be called Cruel Ways.
Yes.
Cruel Way. Yeah.
I send
you the cover art.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I see. And what about if you come back at Over the Rainbow for this release? I see a lot of review all over the world. Lot of people share your music. Lot of people listen your music. So I think for you and the band, it was so crazy to see so many people listen your music. And what is your feeling about that, Andy?
Well, indeed, it was like a breakthrough in terms of the attention to the CD and to our band, and I'm very happy about it, especially for the very good reviews from about 20, I think, 20 journals and journalists all over Europe and the US. Mm. So It's great.
Bah voilà, comme on le disait.
It was accepted really well.
Yeah.
So I hope our next work will be also a success.
Oh,
even a bigger success
sure.
in terms In terms of our live performances in Europe, which we plan to do in mid 2023.
Ouais. Bon, vous l'avez compris, hein, ça a été. Alors, on a parlé d'Over the Rainbow, bien sûr, puisque c'était l'album pour lequel Andy était venu nous parler. Et puis, je lui disais qu'il y a eu tellement de bonnes reviews, comme de chroniques un petit peu partout dans le monde. Comme il le dit, ça a été jusqu'aux États-Unis. Donc, c'est une belle surprise. Et on a ouvert la page, bien sûr, des concerts de 2023, puisqu'il y a quelques dates qui sont prévues. Normally, Andy, I hope. I can see you in Paris on May, I think, because normally you are on a tour with Orphan and End during this mid of 2023. So I think you are maybe real happy that some tour is coming, because this is a postponed tour for many years right now after the COVID period. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. I hope so. It has been postponed, but I hope they finally fixed the dates, and we'll see Paris and also Germany, I believe, and some other countries.
Yeah,
so it will be great.
Yeah, it will be great for sure. Eh ben voilà, vous avez compris. Alors, normalement, il est prévu que le groupe tourne avec Orphan and Land. C'est prévu. Il y a quelques dates qui sont affichées. Hein. Il y a le 9 mai à Toulouse. Normalement, le 11 mai au Petit Bain à Paris. Et puis, il y a d'autres dates qui sont prévues en Allemagne. Il y a une autre date aussi qui est pour l'instant prévue le 23 mai à Lyon. Donc, voilà, il y aura quelques dates en France. Et si vous voulez découvrir Corypheus sur scène, je pense que ça sera hyper, hyper intéressant. Andy, some other words about your new release, because you speak a little bit with your demo and something like that. What is the most difficult right now for you to have? It's because you're living, of course, in Ukraine, and we have a lot of bad things with coming day after day. So what is the most complicated to release this new record right now? I just reply my questions. What is the most complicated right now for you to record this new album? It is due to this, of course, the war that you have locally. Where do you find the time to have the energy, everything to create something right now, Andy?
Well, the problem is that, for example, today we had this bombardment of the electricity facilities, so we don't have electricity very often. So it's and many studios are closed because they don't have electricity. So we have to find time, and place where we can record and rehearse, because it takes time to do it. Mm. But we somehow managed to do it. As I said already, all demo songs are ready. Now we need to record this. Mm. And we already released one of the tracks.
Yeah.
And you can find a video on the internet on YouTube, which is called Icarus.
Icarus. Yeah, for sure. Icarus. Voilà, donc vous l'avez compris, la difficulté du moment pour Andy, c'est il y a la guerre en Ukraine, hein, vous l'avez compris, il habite à Kiev. La difficulté, c'est d'avoir de l'électricité. Il y a très peu d'électricité, on voit les images tous les jours. Et puis il y a quand même un titre qui est déjà disponible, hein, on l'écoutera tout à l'heure. Voilà, vous pouvez le découvrir, aller sur la page du groupe, bien sûr la page Facebook Corypheus Band. Le morceau Icarus est dispo, vous pouvez le découvrir, on l'écoutera tout à l'heure. Et je reste à dire que c'est un, voilà, moi je suis un peu ému ce soir, parce que discuter avec Andy, c'est quand même voilà, pas un moment facile. Andy, I just said I'm so happy to speak with you, because you're still alive, so I see a lot of shit with coming from your country right now because of the bombardment and the war, and I'm really impressed about your speaking today with me. So again, thank you so much to take time to speak about your music, and it's a great, great pleasure. It's a great pleasure.
It's great pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for your support.
Yeah, each time, of course, as you know, you are my friend. You are each time. So maybe we can just speak a little bit, Andy.
About, football.
Yeah.
About Sunday.
Yeah, I hope we have a good news for Sunday. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe. And what about Andy? You are of course one of the singers of Corypheus. What is the difference between the beginning of Corypheus right now, when you release your first EP with God Blessed, and the next one who is coming? You are more easy to create the music, or maybe it's more easy for you to have some lyrics. What is the difference till the beginning of Corypheus and right now? What is clearly the most important for you? It's the lyrics, or maybe both lyrics and music for this new release?
Well, you know, when we started, we were more sort of hard rock, heavy metal band. But in the times of the Over the Rainbow album, we already had Dan, our second singer, who makes screams. So we changed our music style, and it is now modern progressive metal. So the music changed a lot. So on the first CD, I sang myself, and it was more melodic and so less heavy, let's say. Now we have these screams, but it's exciting. I like this kind of music, and I think it's good movement. So we try to melt various influences, you know, and various styles. We try to meld them and put it together and to find some new nuances in music, in metal and rock. So that's our approach.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Andy, alors au début, pour ceux qui veulent découvrir bien sûr Corypheus, le premier EP était Bless, qui était sorti en 2018. Bien sûr, il y a eu un petit changement, parce que comme le dit Andy, il y avait beaucoup, c'était plus heavy metal, maintenant c'est beaucoup plus modern rock. Il y a deux chanteurs, il y a Andy Guskin qui est avec nous ce soir, et puis il y a un chanteur un peu plus extrême qui s'appelle Julian Torse, qui est la personne qui crie un peu plus. Et comme il le dit, c'est différent maintenant, mais c'est aussi hyper intéressant. Moi, je vous invite à écouter Blessed, et puis si vous avez l'opportunité d'aller écouter Over the Rainbow qui est sorti en novembre 2020, maintenant ça fait 2 ans, voilà, vous allez découvrir un groupe plus alternatif avec du son comme Gojira, David Townsend, Opeth, et puis bien sûr le groupe phare d'Ukraine qui est Ginger. Andy, do you think it's a good idea in couple of weeks if we have a special festival with all the bands in Ukraine, like Ginger, like you, to share your music, to share everything at the face of the world? It could be a good idea, though.
Tell more. What do you mean by having festival? What do you mean?
But do you have maybe a date, I don't know where, in Kiel or something like that, to share some music with Ginger, with you, with some of the band, to say, hey, we are still alive and we play a lot of rock and roll?
Ginger is in the US now.
Yeah.
So, of course. But how we do it? Via Skype or how? I don't know.
I don't know. We have to find a solution.
Yeah.
Bah voilà, l'idée, c'est, bah vous l'avez compris, Ginger, c'est le groupe ukrainien qui est maintenant aux États-Unis, bien sûr, hein, puisqu'ils sont partis. Et puis, bah, l'idée, ça serait d'essayer de voir si on peut faire un concert par Skype ou quelque chose comme ça qui pourrait faire parler des groupes. Et surtout de donner de la visibilité à tous ces groupes qui en ont bien sûr besoin. Andy, before we ending, because we have some issue, technical issue, but I hope. You are on a good way, I'm pretty sure, to start a tour, create a new one, and I think this is more or less a good ship for that, because when this war and so on, I think it's better to take some, I would like to say, good approach for 2023, and I hope it's more ending of this war as soon as possible. So I hope we can tour with Offerland Land, and do you think in other end, if we have a time to record something, the next release must be released on a vinyl, because I think I like your Over the Rainbow, but it's only on CD, and I hope your music can be released on vinyl. Do you think if we find time, if we find a good label for this, you have some vinyl with coming?
Sure, that's terrific idea. I'll be very glad to do it. Yeah, for our listeners. Yeah, because on vinyl it always sounds a little bit different and better. Yeah. That's great idea. Yeah.
We can discuss later with Christian, I think. Yeah. We can speak later with Christian. Pretty sure we can find some solution. And Andy, before we ending, of course. I would like to say again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your passion. That was again a great pleasure to speak with you. And now I know you speak a lot with some people in France. Do you have learned some words in France?
Some words from France?
Yeah. Because I know you speak a lot with some.
Merci beaucoup.
Andy, thank you so much. And again, finger crossed to see you on stage in Paris on 2023, and waiting again your new release, and again I invite you again to speak about this new release, and my friend, cross finger for the end of this war, and first of all, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas to all listeners. Thank you very much for having me on your program. All the best. See you. Hopefully see you next year.